Colleges nationwide are cracking down on student protests against the war in Gaza, even resorting to police intervention and threats of suspension. From GBH in Boston, Kirk Carapezza reports on another wave of dissenters, frustrated tuition-paying parents.
30,000 people dead, and you're suspending us instead.
Days after MIT threatened to suspend students participating in a three-week-old encampment here in Cambridge, protesters blocked the entrance to this garage, disrupting campus life. Then, 12 hours later, in the middle of the night, police arrested 10 remaining activists here on this campus quad, clearing tents and signs, tables and chairs.
The show of force at MIT's demolition of the student encampment was nothing short of disgusting.
Maria is the mother of one of the protesters at MIT who kept her posted by text. She refuses to say what she fears could happen if she gave her full name, but she says the university went too far.
These are our future intellectual leaders of this country, and yet when they speak out, the administration's response is to crush them into silence and to ruin their lives and to cost their families money. It's just not right.
In a statement, MIT President Sally Kornbluth describes a very different scene. Kornbluth says the arrests were a last resort. Activists were given four separate warnings and points out none of them resisted arrest. Some of the parents of protesters across the country paying hefty tuition bills are disappointed by college's handling of largely peaceful protests. But other parents, like Leonid Friedman, the stepfather of an MIT junior, think the encampments should have been shut down sooner, because he feels the anti-Zionist messages of the protesters had merged into anti-Semitism.
That becomes really not a protest against the government or policy. It becomes a protest against aspirations of a whole people.
Friedman says he worries about his stepdaughter's physical and mental safety on campus.
She and other fellow students feel that they can't just be students. They have no choice but to become activists. They were pulled into something that attacks them as people, and that's unsafe.
The parents of pro-Palestinian protesters, though, say colleges are missing an educational opportunity to show patience and tolerance. And now, some of them are organizing themselves.
It's extremely frustrating and very shocking.
That's Hela Amer, the mother of a student who participated in a protest at George Washington University before police broke it up. She's leading a petition signed by more than 120 other parents demanding change at GW.
Your son wasn't suspended and he wasn't arrested, but you still felt compelled to start this petition calling for the president and the provost to resign. Why?
Because I believe in the cause, Kirk, that children, and we are as well, are horrified to have our money invested in companies that are part of war crimes, and we don't want to be complicit.
Israel says it's doing all it can to spare civilians and blames Hamas for hiding among the civilian population. While the war rages on thousands of miles away, Amer and other protesters' parents say the college experience in the U.S. has become very transactional, too focused on grades and a degree, and they want administrators to create communities that value free speech and open debate. At Harvard, the encampment ended peacefully after administrators issued suspension notices. Visiting Professor Brian Rosenberg says academic sanctions often work because of parental pressure.
I think so. Grades, GPA, and college credentials, and parents who are not really happy about having paid tens of thousands of dollars for a semester of college, it just went out the window.
While these protests have captured media attention, the reality is that most students didn't participate. Surveys show most families are just worried about students graduating and getting jobs. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Cambridge.